Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us there?
All right, well, it was a busy weekend out there. We'll get to all that tomorrow because we got...
Yeah, change that music up.
Monday headlines. All NFL edition. The Browns. Can you believe this, guys? The Browns are 7-3. They beat the Eagles. It was pretty nasty weather over there in Cleveland, but I'm shocked. The Browns, are they good? It's tough to tell with them.
You mean when you're playing against Carson Wentz?
Yeah, that team sucks.
Floats
yeah,
a pick six out there.
Oh, my God, Joe. Is that great? It seemed like it took 20 minutes for that ball to go, from the, go up in the air to the guy.
I was waiting for the defense for 10 guys to go after it at the same time and all run into each other and fall down.
Right.
But are the Browns for real? I mean, they're going to be a playoff team. Are they for real?
Got a lot of talent on that team.
Good running game. And remember they were out without their best defender yesterday, too.
Can you imagine Cleveland has a better record than Baltimore? Nobody saw that one coming.
Right.
Now, we still got more games left, but Baltimore and their lack of passing game. Oh, we had something in common. What else you got?
All right, guys, this was interesting here. Taysom Hill ends up getting the start for New Orleans. I think this was after we were off the air on Friday when, like, initially it was Jameis Winston, then they said Taysom Hill was going to start, and then there was, like, both were going to play. Taysom Hill played the entire game. He had a couple of rushing touchdowns. The Saints pounded Atlanta 24-9.
He's fine, and what they're doing, I know those guys love him because they love the way he plays. How long can you stay healthy playing that way? This is no longer 8 or 9 or 10 plays, which, by the way, it's amazing he stays healthy even with that. But now, and he's great while he's healthy because you got an extra running back. You got an extra lead blocker. You got an extra fullback. A little limited on how he throws the ball. But for that offense, man, it can be interesting.
Feels like the end of the road for Jameis Winston, though, right?
Well,
I mean, he can't start over Taysom Hill, and there's a problem.
That was kind of – I thought they'd stick with that same system and kind of rotate both guys in there with what they do, but nope.
Bigger question is, what the hell happened to Atlanta? Like, there's too much talent on that team.
Super Bowl hangover, Zach.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. How many years ago was that?
It lasts a while. Ask Seattle.
Stop blaming the Super Bowl. I mean, they're 3-7, and they are bad with talent on that team, too.
That was a hell of a collapse. I mean,
collapse like that lasts a lifetime, Joe.
Ah, get out of here.
You have to change a lot of things over there.
A lifetime, right.
Jeez.
That's
28-3, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll last your career there. By the way, guys, the worst news coming out from yesterday, Joe Burrow is done for the season. Took a bad hit. The Bengals lost to Washington 20-9. That doesn't matter. The Joe Burrow news really sucks from yesterday.
Yeah.
So I know we got to upgrade our team with the picks we have. They need to do this. With their first pick, Cincinnati selects an offensive lineman. With their second pick, Cincinnati selects an offensive lineman. In free agency, Cincinnati overpays for an offensive lineman to waste that kid. I mean, the way he's played with that group,
Right. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, they need was that Oregon kid? That's what they need. They need to somehow get up there and get that Oregon kid.
How many games Cincinnati won? Three?
They're 2-7-1.
They'll probably have a chance to get him.
Yep, they're right there. Right.
It would be a good way to start.
All right, guys, we go to Carolina for this next one. If you're watching the fantasy shows in the morning, they were saying Teddy Bridgewater was good to go. Then they had said moments after that that Teddy Bridgewater would not go, and P.J. Walker played for Carolina. It didn't matter. They shut out Detroit 20-0.
How does Matt Patricia still have a job?
That team's rough.
It's rough.
No McCaffrey either, by the way. So they were without their quarterback and running back in that game.
Walker and Mike Davis was your 1-2 punch yesterday, right?
I will say this. There's a whole bunch of hot seats out there. And every year, it's incredible. We're going to be looking at 6-7 new coaches again this year. Yep. We got 2 interim coaches probably going to lose their jobs. And there's a guy up in New York who's going to lose his job.
Yep.
As soon as he gets him the first or second pick.
He might lose his job.
Wow.
They may bring him back, Joe, the quarterback guru.
No shot. Absolutely no shot.
I need to know if the Steelers have a shot here, guys. They knocked off the Jaguars 27-3 was the final in that game. They're 10-0. Here's the rest of the way here. Ravens, Washington, both at home, at the Bills, at the Bengals. Colts, and then at the Browns. Do the Steelers go 16-0?
Hot take, they're going to lose Thursday to Baltimore.
I've been 10-0, so I'm just trying to think my 10-0. It's hard. We didn't have a great defense, our 10-0, so they got a shot, man. But
got to play those Browns.
Minka Fitzpatrick, by the way, had another monster game. He was just all over
the
place.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
He had a huge – he had two picks yesterday. He's got 4 of the season now.
But he's just all over the place during these games.
How many balls has he batted down in the end zone on the last play of the game?
God. He had an awesome pick yesterday.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good. He is good.
I give you the first pick back. I want him.
You want a do-over on that one?
I want a do-over. Please stay. How much can I kiss your ass to get you state? Please stop telling everybody you don't want to be here.
Wouldn't he love to play in this defense, too? God, that's the crazy part.
There was one part he didn't want to do. He didn't like support thing coming up on that support. No.
Right. Well, he's 10-0 now. Who's laughing now?
All right, and then you mentioned the Ravens. The Titans beat them in overtime. Derrick Henry, who just seems to wear people down as the game goes on, is able to score the game winner as he broke away in overtime.
So let me ask you, I saw them run a couple of times before I went to bed last night. How many people look like they really wanted to tackle him on that last run?
I'm just saying this every week and every week.
No, Baltimore does a lot of yapping about we're physical. And I was like, so how'd you like going the 15th round with that guy slugging you, man?
Yeah.
Because he cut back, and it was like I just didn't see a whole bunch of guys real eager to try to tackle him.
Joe, that entire NBC crew on Sunday Night Football yesterday said, I can't remember the last time the Ravens got out, like, kind of physicaled as Tennessee did to them yesterday. And all season long, that's been Baltimore's thing, that they're more physical than everyone else. But the Titans just beat them up yesterday.
He's amazing, man. He is the one guy that I don't care what anybody says. If you don't tackle him on the line of scrimmage with the big, big guys, you start noticing courage comes into play as it gets further down the field about, do I really want to tackle this guy?
Oh, Joe, you're 6 foot, 200 pounds, and he's running at you full strength, and you're a safety? You ain't tackling that guy.
Well, there ain't a whole lot of moves when he's coming full speed at you.
No,
right?
He's just coming right at you. Try to tackle me.
By the way, what a durable physical beast so far. And I mean that in a complimentary way. I got to be careful saying beast in 2020 here. What else you got there, Woody?
The Texans, guys, did not help the Dolphins out yesterday. They got a win. The Patriots, they just absolutely suck. They may need a new head coach. They lost 27-20.
It's funny, when I see the Patriots, it's not what I think of first new head coach.
They're a poorly coached football team.
They stink.
They used to have Brady to overcome all that, and it's just a very poorly coached team.
Woody, so as a guy that has had a dominance in 20 years, it's the most dominant thing we've seen in the history of this sport, what his teams have done. You think he'll get past this 1 year where they're a little bit off?
I don't, and I think when you bring up that was it Brady or was it Belichick argument, I think the argument is very close to have played out here, isn't it?
I could give you a zillion examples why it's not, but I don't want to get into everything right now. Like some of the moves he's made when to get rid of guys that he picks up from other teams like ours. But that's all right. Go ahead. We'll worry about that.
I know the Patriots are terrible. That's all.
Yeah,
I mean,
poorly coached football team.
Speaking of poorly coached, by the way, the Packers scored 3 points in the second half of their overtime loss to the Colts, 34-31. Marquez Valdes-Scantling fumbled on the Packers' own 30-yard line in overtime in the opening possession. That was what eventually cost him the game there, but kind of unfair for Scantling. He had a really nice catch in regulation, a 50-yard catch that helped them get the game to overtime in the first place. I know Zach was saying things were rough for him on social media.
Well, he got a ton, and he tweeted out last night, like late around 11:30, 12 o'clock, but he got a ton of death threats on social media, and most notably Twitter, about people just saying, you know, you fumble the ball, you should die. Like, it gets ugly on social media. But he had enough last night and just basically told everyone to go bleep themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. When people say, hey, you should die, we hate you.
Right. That's
we want you cut tomorrow. Like, come on, man. You got a life. It's okay. After this football game, you still got a life. Like, there's something else going on in your life that you have to be worried that much about the one guy that messed up. And I promise you, he didn't do it on purpose. I promise you, he's trying to make every play. And I promise you, he felt a lot worse about it than you did. Because he feels like he let everybody down, and he knew he was going to be the topic. But
Joe, his actual tweet was, death threats over a football game. Jesus, you people need help. It's actually sick. I'm good. My team got my back.
Well, that's what happens when gambling gets involved.
Absolutely.
It's not just a football game
gambling.
People.
So go through the stages. Let's start with the gambling. That's great cash, homie.
Right.
Fantasy football.
Straight
that could
cash,
be
homie.
Cash right. down the road, homie.
Right.
And then just fans that just love their teams a little too much and need to blame somebody.
Right.
Packers fans got a taste of what it's like to be a South Florida Bulls fan. You know, he went to USF, so that's why I'm not shocked by the play.
The guy actually made a great play going down the middle. What, about a 50-yard play to set him up for the tie? Come on, man.
Yeah, but then they come back to rip your heart out. That's the South Florida Bulls.
South Florida way.
Yeah, that's their way. That's what they do.
Well, you got a big game. You got some other things to worry. You got a really pissed off UCF that's now already talking about after they let one get away from them against one of the top teams in college
I think,
football right now.
We quit the season already because of COVID and stuff, just like FSU.
Oh!
No, don't say that.
We didn't even have time to get to Dabo.
Oh, Apple we'll get
just
there,
called
Joe.
Him out.
We'll get there. We have a busy one today. We'll get there tomorrow. I just need your picks. Monday Night Football: Rams at Bucks. Tampa Bay favored by 4.5 points. The over under is 48.
I like Tampa in the over. God, Tampa's gonna win that game.
Oh man, I've seen both personalities of both these teams. Oh, I've seen the good and the bad. I was all excited a couple weeks ago in New Orleans.
The Saints, right. Saints Bucks, right?
Just ruined the whole night. You turned it off the first 6 minutes.
38-3 was the final in that game, I believe. Yeah. Tampa couldn't get on the board.
So, Joe, is that your pick? It can go either way? That's what you're going to stay with?
I guess.
I don't believe that is a good pick.
I guess Tampa Bay?
Okay. With a lot of conviction behind that.
No, there's not, actually.
I don't even think you finished a sentence.
Tampa Bay.
Just pound the over in that one, right?
Yeah, I like
assuming it's not pouring rain in Tampa tonight.
Oh, yeah. That would be a difference.
Oh, yesterday. We got enough rain yesterday.
Jeez.
The weather gods got to give the state a break. We need a quick break here. Hey, we got Armando Salguero going to join us coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll talk to him. Oh, we got a hot topic we'll get to. We'll get his thoughts on
Tua, Ryan, and Flo. We'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.